think Martin Edelman is in bed with a cold. Or at least he is out with a cold. I'm not sure if he is in bed, but we can safely assume that. And we're going to start with a due process paper on the amendments to items 10 and 28.
Agenda paper 23. In June 2015, you decided to propose a deferral of the effective date of sale or contribution of assets between an investor and its associate or joint venture, which was a narrow scope amendment to IFRS 10 and IAS 28 that was issued in September 2014. And the November meeting, you discussed the staff's analysis and the comment letters received in the exposure draft, and tentatively decided to finalise the proposals as worded in the exposure draft. Agenda paper 23 summarises the due process steps taken with respect to this topic and asks you two questions on page 4. The first question is, are you satisfied that the due process requirements laid out in the paper have been met and that we've undertaken sufficient consultation and analysis to publish effective date of amendments to IFRS 10 and IAS 28, which is the amendment to defer the effective date. Are we, any, all will agreed on that?
So we are.
Yes. And the second question.
Nearly all in favour. That is, that counts.
And the second question is, the paper asks whether any members of the ISB plan to dissent from publication, and I think the answer to that is no.
Well, I think you're a bit premature. Let's see. No, nobody?
Yes, okay. You know, Hans,
you were right, April.
She knows because the ballot due date was last Monday. She's got all the ballots already.
Thank you very much, April.